I don't really know, honestly. I thought I probably deserved a penalty there at first, and, you know, no calls on the play. I think, you know, great move by Arvidsson kind of got me there, and, you know, luckily Bucks went the other way, and Deep played the 2-on-1 pretty good, and I think he put it in his own net or something like that. But it was, I think we battled back, and it was good to see this one go in.
How frantic can that get? Because you guys had a 3-on-1, gets turned aside, turns into a Kopitar breakaway. Vasi makes a save, all of a sudden you guys get another 3-on-1.
Pretty entertaining.
Yeah. But to just try and slow that down a little bit.
I mean, you know, I don't get that chance if Vasi doesn't make the save there against Kopitar. And, you know, that's what happens in overtime. You know, there's so much room on the ice, and there's breakdowns here and there, and guys are tired. It's the end of the game. So, you know, I thought we battled through the whole game, and it's a good team over there. They play well. They play really structured, and, you know, I thought we battled well. And even if we weren't really happy with our start, I thought, you know, Vasi kept us in the game, and we had some big goals here and there. And, you know, at the end of the day, we found a way to win, and that's the most important part.
I know you and Ross played together a lot last year, but you haven't played a ton together this year. You get put together on a line there, and then in the overtime, just the instant kind of chemistry between you two.
It's fun to play with Ross. He's a super skilled player, and you know, he plays the game the right way, and he plays hard. He's a good friend of mine, and it's easy to talk to him on the bench about things, and you know, I think he works extremely hard, and we're just trying to hug each other in the corner as much as possible. So. You know, killers. I always like playing with killers as well. And but at the end of the day, whoever I'm playing with, I'm just trying to get the job done. And you know, I thought we were a little bit unlucky on the first and the second period on that goal. I think it touched Ross' sticks and kind of went in. But you know, we battled back, and you know, this one felt good.
That shot, were you picking a spot there, or you thought maybe you could get a rebound too because Colton was crashing the net?
Yeah, I thought the deep played pretty 2-on-1 pretty good, and. You know, he's a good goalie, and I think if I could shoot, you know, cross there could be a chance that he's dropping his pad, and you know, lucky bounce, and he kind of trickled in. So you know, sometimes you have opportunities like that, and you know, I kind of had a breakaway earlier, and kind of jumped over my stick, and he was in good position, so kind of tried to go the other way there, and like I said, luckily went in.
You haven't played the Kings in almost 2 years. Film's great, but you got to get some familiarity on the ice. How hard was it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good point. You know, I thought we were looking at the, you know, the lineups, and that's guys that you don't see often. So you kind of get, kind of have to adapt a little bit. And I think it's the same thing for these guys too. And but it's fun. You know, it's fun to play against these guys that you don't play enough, as much in the other divisions. And you know, like I said earlier, it's a good hockey team, and I'm glad we got over 2 points.
You mentioned the mentality of overtime. You know, you guys have played a lot of overtime games here. I mean, what's kind of the key to maybe the success that maybe you guys have?
Yeah, I think puck possession is huge in overtime. Even if, you know, you feel like you're in trouble, you can kick it back or try to don't let the other team change, and stay in structure when they are in your zone and they have possession. And I think that's the key here, and you know, I thought we had our chance too. They did too, and you know, when they did, Vasi was there, and you know, I think there's breaks that happens too, and like I said earlier, and after that, it's just we're hockey players, and we're just trying to score. So, but yeah, obviously there's structure here and there in overtime, but I think puck possession is huge if you want to have more chance to win.
How much of a reward do you think it is to get asked to go take some overtime shifts? I mean,
it's a good confidence from the coaching staff. You know, I played a couple times in OT, maybe a little nervous here and there. You know, I felt a little bit better today, and you know, it's obviously fun to be rewarded, and you know, there's everyone can play on this in overtime. It's just the coaching staff have to make decisions, and you know. I feel very honored to have the trust of the coaches in that regard.
We thought of Radish lately. I think he's getting some confidence with some of the plays he's been making.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought his shoes were so big for us. Big body in front, great shot by Roots. And you know, I thought we didn't shoot the puck enough in the first and the second period. The shots were coming in a little bit more, and we were finding lanes. And you know, Brady finally found that puck, and it was a skill tip. And you know, having two guys like this on kind of on his back and then being able to find the puck and tip it. And but in general, his game is, you know, you can tell he's getting more comfortable at every game. He's, you know, I've played with him a couple of times in Syracuse, and he's always been a very skilled player. He can score goals from pretty much anywhere, and he's getting to be a really fast player too that uses volley really well, and his shot is lethal. So, you know, with a little bit more confidence, you can see what he can do, and it's been fun to watch.
That Kopitar save, have you seen many guys beat him like that before? Like any, like go beat back to the backhand low, see like it's hard to.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you know, he's a high hand skilled player in this league. You can tell, and we all saw it tonight. He's extremely good players. But you know, I thought Vasi had the best of him there, and you know, he makes save like this out of kind of nothing, and it looks kind of easy almost sometimes, but you know, he's always there to keep us in the game, and you know, he's been huge for us all year.
Thank you.
Thanks, Drew.
Congrats.
Hey, 2 cents.
Yeah, over there.